Rubio warns U.S. diplomats to avoid public statements that could jeopardize Iran negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive instructing American ambassadors in the Middle East to refrain from making public comments, interviews, or social media posts that could inflame regional tensions or complicate U.S. relations. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized that discipline in public messaging is crucial amid rising tensions and ongoing efforts to pressure Iran to eliminate its nuclear weapons capabilities. The guidance was widely seen as a rebuke to U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently told Tucker Carlson's podcast that Israel had a biblical right to much of the Middle East. His remarks, referencing the covenant in the book of Genesis and suggesting Israel could take it all, sparked condemnation from Arab leaders and raised concerns inside the White House that his statements could harden Iran's stance in sensitive nuclear negotiations. Although the unclassified cable did not explicitly name Huckabee, its timing, 2 days after his comments and its circulation to him, made its target clear. The Biden-Trump administration's latest round of talks with Iran in Geneva, led by Trump envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, ended in disappointment. The U.S. pressed Iran to destroy its 3 primary enrichment facilities, Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, and to hand over its remaining uranium stockpile, while also demanding a permanent agreement without the sunset provisions included in the 2015 Obama-era nuclear accord, which Trump previously withdrew from. Iran rejected these proposals. The memo comes as Trump weighs potential further airstrikes on Iran, with his decision partly contingent on whether his envoys believed Iran is stalling. White House officials have expressed frustration that Huckabee's public statements risk undermining these delicate talks, and one source said Trump is angry at the ambassador for interfering. Rubio is expected to travel to Israel next week to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Meanwhile, Huckabee's biblically framed comments about Israel's territorial rights, spanning land potentially from the Nile to the Euphrates, continue to reverberate, drawing sharp criticism from regional leaders and highlighting the administration's struggle to maintain a unified diplomatic message.